So I'm going to sound incredibly tired. And I think I am. And I think, have you guys been around anybody? I know Cohen is sick like literally every day.
You know, ever since like he started school. And but he started this regimen of breathing treatments. He's got asthma, which makes him more susceptible to, like, when he was doing albuterol, it was opening up his lung, his air passageways, which meant he was breathing in more of nasty kids and getting, and was more prone to get sick because,
it's a full breath of nasty.
Yeah, he was like, he was like, what is that? What do you have, Chad? You have Chad? Now I have Chad. It's like Skittles pox.
He's like, and going to the Planet Fitness of breathing and immunity.
Yeah. And so now they've switched him and, like, he's been, like, pretty disease-free, and it was really funny because, like, once he started his treatments, you know, like, he hadn't been sick, and so you get to this point where you just expect him not to get sick, and yesterday he started getting really congested. Like, he can't, you know, that nasty, like, you can't breathe when you try to go to sleep, it's fine while you're up. But then once you get tired, then everything goes. And so now he's super congested and you're like, who is this child? Why are you sick? You haven't been sick. And blah. And I had to like catch myself. I was like, it was dumb of me. And I literally said it to him. I'm like, it was dumb of me to assume that you would never get sick again because of this medical regiment that you're on. And he was like, what do you say, daddy? And
I'm like, was it more like, what do you say, daddy?
Dude, no, it was absolutely. So like, he's a little congested today.
Have you guys been around people? I've talked to a lot of people. I'm like, you guys, I'm like, you sound awful. And they're like, I feel fine.
Yeah. I think like that last cold that came through at like the end of the fall where everyone had it for like 3-4 days. And it was like that weird cough, like all of that's still lingering. Like, I feel like my voice is finally back to normal after, like, a month of being like, ugh.
Yeah, my guys are back in the office now. I mean,
guy?
Yeah, well, guy and lady.
You got her? A good one?
Yeah, yeah. Thank God. But that's neither here nor there. But he got sick. His daughter got sick Tuesday, and then he was sick Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah. We and had a stomach bug go through our house this week.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So I get, you know, I figured you can act the part of the audience today and ask the questions.
Okay.
So Andy here put it into the blade, and then people, I redacted some things and figured we'd just do it here. So, I'm saying we, and you can pick that apart if you want, but we're back.
Yay.
Now, when you say yay. I mean, honestly, it is kind of like, and I was talking to Kara about this yesterday because it was all over the intranets and the world wide web. And
the interwebs.
Yeah, the interwebs. And I think I saw a couple of smoke signals about it. And I do recall getting a telegraph. Yeah. It was like, back on, stop.
If there, sorry,
everything's switching. Stop. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, but I just want to throw out there: if there's ever a point where, you know, the Blade advertisers need to go out and go see people do read us, like, it would be great if this was it.
Yeah, and it was just like,
this is a test article. Yeah. Let's just throw this out there.
I saw a little newsboy run out into the corner. He was like, "This just in! This just in!" I was like, "Holy crap!" There was an old man with a bell going, yee-hey, yee-hee.
Gave new meaning to Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah. Like,
the Germans have bombed Pearl Harbor. Yeah. The
but morning more, important, more important news, the morning rush is back on the air.
It was funny. It was like 6 in the morning, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, how did I not know about this?
Yeah, your text went to my wife.
See?
If it was blue, it went to her.
I saw it. I was like,
she was like, she goes, what is this? And I was like, she goes, this sounds like it's from Ashley. And I was like, so I pulled it up. And I'm like, yep. She goes, did you hear about this? More importantly, did you know? I'm like.
And then I felt bad. I was like, oh, God. And I was like, well, maybe it's a good thing it went to Kara.
Yeah.
Because I should have totally let him know, but I was like, how did I not know about this?
I didn't know. I didn't know until
super
it
secret.
Broke.
It was discussed with me on Monday or Tuesday, and I was processing it, and like, we're gonna go on the 17th, and that's mostly what I was processing. I'm like,
that's quick.
Okay, and I like to plan things out, but then I thought, I was like, you know what? Let's do it. There's no ratings book right now. Let's like, this is gonna be. Remember how we were like, because we're gonna play music on the show, but that's fine. Remember how we were trying to figure our way out when we started in October, and it's like, no, we got to stop and play. So we'll take 2 weeks and figure it out. And I say we in a second. We'll get to all that. Let's take 2 weeks and figure it out. So when the new year comes around and people get back into their routines, we'll have a little rhythm under our feet. But I didn't to answer Ashley's anger, and maybe yours was, I was moving all day. I was getting ready to move Wednesday. I was moving literally all day Thursday. And then I went to our holiday party on Thursday night, so I didn't have time. And then I was just going to like try to like pump up our podcast here and, you know, pay on Facebook to get it out there, to get some clicks, and figure we just talk about it here.
I feel like you still haven't even said it, though, like right now, that you're going to be doing it. People are probably listening, and they're like, what's happening?
What are you
talking about? The people listening now, the 10 that come in, they know.
Yeah.
They
know. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The 10 have told two of their friends. So now 12 people know.
Well, I know, like, at least 8 that listen. Like, they're like, oh, I listen to podcasts.
So, starting on December 17th, an unnamed something of familiar voices, with me sitting here, will be doing the morning show here on Q105. Denny is going to go over to literally across the hallway to RQN.
How's he taking that?
I don't want to talk about that because I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but I think everybody is pretty content with things the way they are.
They were like, my check ain't changing.
Everyone keeps their jobs.
All right. Yeah.
Phillip's like, all of Denny's listeners are going to be super angry with you. I'm like, all of Denny's listeners are going to go over there.
Yeah.
And if they call here, I will tell them that. So Denny's going to go over there with his crew, with Paul and Trish.
Hmm.
I was confused, Trish.
Susie.
I was confused. Yeah. Sorry. I have to bring something up with somebody that I think you worked with. So this can, you got time. We're going to be long today because I want to get to all your stuff, too.
Yeah, I don't have much time.
All right, great. And then Cliff and Lynn, who are two of the nicest people. Have you ever met them?
I listen.
They're the nicest. The people here are incredibly nice, and I mean that. Like, I enjoy working with these people. They're shifting down to work with Gary on K100. Gary, you know, needs some. It's been a year for Gary, so this way he can, you know, rely on them. And if he ever wants to pull an Eric at like 5:40 and be like, I'm not coming in today, Cliff and Lynn, we're good. Pike's coming back.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Pike's going to be on XKR to fill in for Mark Benson, and I'm trying to push Mark. Mark had some tragedies in his life a couple of years ago. I'm trying to pull him as he rides off into the sunset into some of my mental health stuff, because there's been some suicides in his life. And Pike was always, when I got to us back then, Pike was always very welcoming and nice to me. So it'll be fine. And so that's that. I think everybody's content, and I truly believe it'll be good, and we can kick some ass of the people who, you know, put us here to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I do.
I'm sure
see that coming.
Yeah, I guess it would be, you know, against the Motor City, right?
I'm
Ohio against the world.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll tell us. Let's see. Who reached out? Amy. Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Proctor, those specifically, and I'm sure you can ask him when you go to, was it 5th Street?
Okay.
The cigar place, do you still go?
Not as often as I used to.
I'm sure.
And it's 3rd Street.
Sorry. I knew it was a street.
Never been to 5th Street.
I was thinking 5th Street Pub.
Yeah, they do. They sell Swishers.
I'm sure.
And pizza.
Going back to June of last year, Kelly and Scott, those were our bosses and friends, were ruining this day and are probably seething a bit and concerned, and I hope they are, because they know.
Yeah.
But then they can look up to our friend Tony and go, you did this, so.
Word.
And the we, by the way, is Floyd. So it's Floyd to start, and then we'll, you know, as we feel things through, we'll get moving. You have a job. You have a business. You just got promoted, Ashley.
I was thinking I'd give you a little bit of time.
Well, yeah, the way we'll work it out
actually,
I get to work from home.
Yeah, I was actually thinking, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, Fridays.
I was thinking Monday, Fridays. You there know, you go.
Like Tuesday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, Fridays. Yeah, because the boys got preschool.
There you go. We'll work it out. And yeah. then I figure Floyd and I can get our footing and figure things out with like inside baseball, like the clocks and stuff and what, all the stuff we've got to get to. And then yeah. we'll start. Then all the familiar voices will be back. To be quite honest, Janet's reached out. I'm sure Dennis will be in.
That's Jeff, awesome.
So all the same voices.
Sure she nice.
Sans Megan. Sarah. Sarah's excited. I'm missing it. Mary Beth can hang out because she's not.
Oh, yeah.
So who else you want? Who else?
Everyone. All the goodies.
So there you go. Yeah. So we're going to give you your show back.
It's like Murphy Brown meets Roseanne.
No, there's no Roseanne here.
It's the reboot.
Yes, so here's
we're bringing back show? All the good old shows you, that you missed.
Yeah. Do you have so we're, it's going to need some kind of name, and I'm pretty sure we can't do the Morning Rush because actually Dennis looked into this. There's some dude in like South Carolina who has that trademarked, and iHeart might fight that. And they probably have the legal resources to do it, which we could just spin it as, you know.
I'm like, look, I'll,
you're
look,
still.
I'll, yeah, I'll call your attorney. I'm almost positive you've run through his retainer. just me guessing. The last thing you want to see is another bill.
And with the way we're.
Maybe you should give us every variation of the morning.
We'll take them all.
Yeah. The morning streak, the morning blush. We're the anything that starts down. With the morning. Yeah. And we're going to throw in skillet, too. I want a corner breakfast foods and titles.
Can I tell? So I have a list of names, and I also want to run it by, you know, listeners and stuff, and maybe we'll come up with some kind of promo or promotion. But the morning reboot is not the worst thing. You know why? TMR. Because they were a little worried that the morning rush might cause confusion, and the way that our system works is. They might get credit if people were to, you know, say they listen to the Morning Rush. But the morning reboot is something to consider.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's it. You have more questions? I mean, we haven't discussed this at all.
No.
I'm just excited.
Everybody's asked me. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. I can't wait to get up even earlier because now I'm going to actually have
that'll
to drive
be the biggest
to work.
Change. Yeah, that'll be the biggest change. You'll have to actually, like, you know, get into a cold car at 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah. The car's in the garage.
Oh, yeah.
The car's in the garage. Wow, is the garage heated?
No, but
so it's a cold car.
Well, I'm pretty sure he keeps his like heat at like 62.
Yeah, he'll keep the door cracked.
Freaking freezing in your house last night.
Sorry,
it's okay. I
rolled out today. I didn't have to start it up. But we'll be good to go. And you know, you never. I don't know because you get up at 3 a.m. anyway. But you never get used to it. But you do it, and I am satisfied. 3 a.m.
Sometimes.
Huh. He's like, a beast.
My body requires exactly 6.5 to 7 hours of sleep.
Yeah, I'm not
regardless of where I get it.
If no alarm either.
Yeah. If I do 3 in the afternoon, I'm doing 3.5 at night. And like it's just that's just how it is.
Yeah.
Like I woke up this morning at 5 and it was just well, a cup of coffee, watch some ridiculous news.
I need like at least 5. Like anything like if I were to say perhaps on a Tuesday night or Wednesday night, stay out till 2:30 in the morning. Jesus. And then I have to get up at 5:45. Like that I can't function. I can totally do like 2:30. Kids aren't home. I'll still like my body will wake me up at like 6:30, 6:45. I need four.
I could probably borrow Cohen's breathing machine. I don't know. I don't sleep well. But people would always ask, and this is like the only question. Do you think the weed cookies will help me out?
Yeah.
People would always comment like, "You're like really boisterous." I'm like, I guess I have to be. Like, I do take pride in what I do. And I don't think there were many days where we didn't sound awake, or at least me. Unless
no, people were like, "I don't know how you do it." And I'm like, "It's meth."
Yeah.
Usually
2:30 meth.
Good for the day.
5:45 funny. Tell me the last time you haven't met a funny meth head.
All the time.
All the time.
Well, you're going to the wrong meth groups.
Yeah, exactly. But we'll pull it off and we'll figure out, you know, is it 6 or is it 5:50? And
seeing everyone like excited and like, oh, I can put back on, like I can use my regular radio now again and blah, blah, blah. That's like That makes me happy for you guys.
You know, yeah. Sure. And the crazy thing about it is, I didn't get to it earlier, was I was telling Kara, it's almost like this place has gone the complete opposite direction of the other place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is 100% local.
Right.
Like, you're going to run into these cats at Aldi. You're going to run into these cats at Kroger.
Right.
Like, downtown is almost completely syndicated.
Yeah.
It is just, I mean, the likelihood of you, like, having these people be a part of the community is zero to none, while this is 100% all in.
Right.
Last week.
Like, you were at the mall how many times last week?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, doing the different
personal
stuff.
Reasons?
No.
Let me give you an example of that. And I have no fucking...
You grab one lady's foot, and now I'm always at the mall, right?
That's not me! So last week, I was at the mall for coats for kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was
at the mall for socks for tots. That's not a thing. I'm just going to make up mittens for men.
When I do
gloves for girls.
When I do get around to buying some gifts, I'm going straight to Amazon or eBay, and I want to give everybody socks this year that match their personality.
Mm-hmm.
So Philip will get some Captain America socks.
Really? I would just think they'd be really long and barely fit.
His Instagram is portrait-esque. So I get to the mall. What time is it? I don't know. 2:30, whatever it was. And first of all, they cut Toy-A-Thon back 10 to 3. And I'm not going to drive into this real hard. They don't have as many people to run it because of what you just illustrated. And we knew that, like, you've done it much longer than I have. We knew that around dinner time it slowed down anyway.
10 years.
But they backed it up. And you know what? The person that was mostly responsible for why we're here, Mojo, was he was there. He gave his time 10 to noon. So generous of him, right? So, so to your point, yes,
that's what it is. Like, they don't care. Like, they don't like he. It, anyway, this is just my opinion, and you can take it for what it's worth. But you cannot expect somebody whose show is not here to care about here.
And the community. Yeah.
And the community. It's not what his thing is. You know? So, like, you sit there, Toy-A-Thon used to be a huge deal.
Yeah, it was like a production.
Know? It was. I mean, and it ran from like 10 to 6 and constant.
Earlier. Toys. Wasn't it? Were you on the air earlier?
Yeah. But like, we'd have to get there at 7 to set up. We'd go on the air at like 9. And we'd be there from like 9 to 6. And, you know, it was like a long day.
Yeah. Well, it's like the constant, like, you're talking and you're having to be entertaining and you're having to, like, be excitable and all that. That takes a lot out of you.
I enjoyed it because,
like, Vaseline your teeth so you can smile the entire time.
We literally got to, like, I took pride in it because I didn't want to come off the air. And I would always, like, tell you guys, like, go juice up. Go smoke. You know, I'll just sit here and shoot the shit. Yeah.
You're looking a little sleepy. You got a pocket full of meth? Reload.
Juice it.
The mall's different now. Yeah. Shopping is different. But, yeah, I heard that. I was like, well, 2 hours. Good for him. And he's not really syndicated. He's just on, like,
three cities.
Yeah, that's not syndication. Yeah,
I know.
That's taking jobs. And you know what? I know in the big scheme of this company
is
trying to emerge from Chapter 11, and these big corporations that think from LA to New York to Chicago, whatever. Sure. Like, Toledo is not much.
Do you know that's the same thinking that got us our president today? Is when you focus on, like, huge, when you're like, oh, you know what? Here's the thing. You can have five, and this is, once again, just my theory. You can have 6 or 7 huge markets, and you're like, those are the things that you want to go after. But that's it. That's what's going to happen. If I would much rather gather thousands upon thousands of little markets. I would much rather do that, because if you overlook those people, then they're like, you know what? Why are we getting all this, like, crap pumped into us?
Right.
And then you're like, and then somebody comes in and says, hey, I'm paying attention to you. I'm listening to you. I am for the little guy. You know what? Steel jobs aren't going to leave Pennsylvania. You know what? We're keeping coal mines open.
Don't
you know what?
Him.
If you want to, no,
I hate
but
this
what
analogy.
I'm saying,
I know.
But this
I know.
Is, but this is how he won.
I know.
You have to understand that nobody wants to give it up to him and his strategy. His strategy was brilliant.
Yeah.
And this is how you win. These guys don't want to do it because they're like, we're not, you know, we're better and we're bigger and we know better and we're going to tell these people what we know is best for them. That drives people crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So we are keeping coal mines open.
Do you know what I like best compared to working in bigger markets? And I chatted when I was helping my friends up in Detroit, our sister station. They're the best people. And they have some new management coming in, and I hope it all works out for them. I never wanted to like go back up there to a bigger place because, yes, you can reach a larger amount of people, but they're so spread out.
Right.
And this isn't like an ego thing to me. I like being able to go out and know people, not or them know me. Not that like to all the things Dee illustrated. Not because it's like I'm fucking popular. Because like I can engage with you and right. We can be neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Well, it becomes more personable. Like mm-hmm. You know what I mean. Like I see you. You're downtown. I see you walking your dogs, or I know that you're moving mm-hmm. and whatever. Like it makes it more realistic, and people genuinely care and want to listen and want to know what's going on.
The geography is important. Again, we're pennies to any company's bottom line, but you're right, it doesn't affect us coal people here, and we'll never make that money, and that's fine, but we can still do the best that we can. Like yesterday, I literally did like a 4-hour marathon of Kohl's and Target, and I went all the way around 475. I started at airport and in Holland, and then I worked my way all the way around the whole thing. It finished up at like the Perry's Route 20, and then I came home. Do you know what I would have to do something like that in Detroit, like 696 and 75? It would take a day and a half. And I like the fact that I could hit all that.
Some of the lights you don't even stop at. We both know.
There's
places in Detroit you're like, look, I'm not going to Jam's Urban Outfitter out here on the corner next to Sam's carry out.
I went up there once. Oh,
look at the hat. It's a hat and it's got sparkles on it. That's a G thing.
They're not selling that at Kohl's in Detroit. But yeah, it'll be good to be back. So, and we'll do what we do.
Yay.
And people have asked me if I'm excited.
I did too. I don't get excited.
He's not excited.
I mean, I'm happy.
No, he was like this. He goes, you know what? I told him this was going to happen. I came here and I was like, and here's the thing.
This is what
makes Eric Chase so dangerous. Eric.
Now I'm excited.
Yeah.
I love being labeled as dangerous.
Well, because here it is. He's patient and methodical, which would make him a great serial killer or like just driven in any kind of way, because he formulated a plan and he was like this. This is what's going to happen, D. I'm going to come in here. I'm going to do the little crappy jobs that they asked me to do. I'm going to do this. And then, you know, eventually I'm going to chip away at some of the stuff that they do. Some of the archaic things that I feel need to be changed.
Yeah.
I'm going to increase their social media presence. All the while not saying that I want this dude's job. Now, as I go through and I do this, you know, I'm going to be at their beck and call for a minute. I'm going to get a couple of crappy emails, but I'm going to respond in a way that makes me look like I am Solomon. So as I respond to these things, I'm slowly chipping away at the foundation of this guy. Boom, boom, boom. And then it may take a year, may take two, may take 20. I got the time.
I'll still be there.
Yeah. And then as soon as that door opens up, I'm coming through with a broadsword, kicking in and going, this is Sparta!
All right, now let me explain. let me put in like succinct words. That's called being a good employee.
Agreed.
And doing what you need to stay in a place that you've called home.
It's called being driven.
Staying in your lane until you get the chance to pass.
Yep, until you see a chance to turn your turn signal on and run that bitch right
that
off the road.
You hit line and you're like, guess what? Going ahead, motherfuckers. Yeah.
Crash scene investigators.
I did the same thing. It's okay. That's why you work hard and stay.
Yep. Good for you.
I like the being called dangerous. I like that.
Oh yeah.
Do you know the? Did you ever read the Killing Joke, the Batman comic?
I saw the movie.
Okay. Like his point is like you're one bad day away.
Oh yeah.
And I like to think that I do a good job of keeping it. I do have one more thing to note about like this whole work thing. I like to think that he's right, especially for people like me. Like everybody's one bad day away. Like, if I ever had that bad day, which I had had before, like, you won't find the bodies.
Right.
Congratulations.
Thank you. one more thing, you talked about how, like, everybody here, it works here. Mm-hmm. Like, Ross and Johnny, Becky, Mookie, who's, like, the nicest man ever.
Oh, Mook, it's nice.
I have a blast coming in here. I'll miss seeing them in the afternoons, Mookie and Becky.
Yeah, I'm sure nobody's saying that about you.
No, I like them. They're me. Like,
you know, Chase is in the mornings now, and they're like, whoo.
No.
Man, we had to cheer him up so many times. But he looked at me as if he'd been planning something for years.
I brought the dogs in here the other night, and Becky comes over. I'm doing my show, and the door opens. Becky comes in, and I see Mookie coming up because he wanted to see the dogs, and out they go. I'm like... but they're really nice. But to that point, now granted, I had kind of asked for it, and because I liked doing what I did, and I wanted the money would have been nice. It was the salaries I was able to combine in the past 4.5 years ago. The only thing that kept me sane, knowing that I could fall back on this cushion that I've needed for the last year and a half. But they don't make you stay here. Like, there are no 4 o'clock emails telling you the promos need to be tagged for a festival that no one here cares about. Like, that doesn't happen, and I like that a lot.
Oh, my God. For real?
Yeah.
I love this place.
Are you being sarcastic?
No. No. I enjoy not receiving emails. I do. After I really do. After 4 o'clock.
Particularly.
Or having, like, a mass thing sent out about, like, the break room fridge. Or, you know, having somebody go, I can't believe you missed that Yark Automotive, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, bro, come on. You know you just threw that in there.
You just told me.
Yeah, that. Stop. Yeah. Like, don't jump down. I've been to remotes where that, like, I'm a nuisance at an automotive shop.
You've used poor examples.
No, not Yark. Yark's a fine company, and everybody
not,
should
not
buy.
Not even that. Oh, okay. I'm talking about, like, you got some, but...
Oh, yeah, not as many as you got.
Right, and you're now experiencing it because you work with a corporation.
Yeah.
Some of whom are on the West Coast,
right.
Where things that you didn't know about are asked to be done 5 minutes ago. Yeah. It's like, what? Like,
where's this corporate restaurant spot?
I haven't even gotten it
really?
Yet.
Really? Hold on.
Who is it?
I don't. Their ice cream's good. Shop at all the local ones. What more feeling?
Yeah. Or one of the best ones, and this happens. No, I don't even need to bring up that example. But yeah, there's a lot of that. So someone who I would, if I were to have more people come here from there, like, I don't know if the money is the same or less or whatever, but I can tell you this. You're going to get your day back. You're going to get
stresses.
Yeah, like I've said in one of my talks lately, don't let them continue, you especially, Ashley, don't let them to continue to promote you and throw money at you so they can take more of your personal time and make it their professional time. Like, there's a boundary. And the last place, they didn't embrace that boundary.
No.
And when you're in...
Because it was 24/7.
We get it. The job and the lifestyle is, but not tagging promos. You get it now. You work for a corporation, and there's, but they're in the black.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fortune 30.
Radio companies are not, this one included, but this one is out of Chapter 11, and they can't, so they have to overstep those boundaries to get every dime they can.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it burns people.
Out.
Like, you probably get emails from time to time that you don't like, but it's not oppressive.
No.
And we've all seen, and you know I love Nathan dearly, but he would rampage at times because they would break him. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
I don't
it's
think
a trickle-down effect.
I don't think that happens here.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to do this stuff, and here you go. That's that.
My mom always used to say, and I'm going to friendly this up a bit.
No, don't. Julie could be a tyrant.
Yeah, my mom could have. My mom was, a force of nature. I remember one time this lady, we were standing at the swim desk at the YWCA, because that's where I learned to swim, and my first competitive experience was swimming for the YWCA swim team. I didn't know what was going on in the front of the building. I didn't know what all that was about. I was like, why all these ladies look so sad? I was like 9,
yeah.
You know? And this lady was standing there. She was just cussing and cussing and cussing. And she saw me, and I was like 9 years old. She was like, oh my God, I am so sorry. And the lady behind the swim desk goes, don't worry, his mom cusses like a sailor. It's like, you haven't said anything he hasn't heard before. But my mom always used to say, she goes, shit rolls downhill. And guess where you live?
Like, yeah, in the valley.
So it was just
let's change things up. We'll start. It looks like this dad from Swanton is a hero, and I don't know anybody that disagrees with him.
The walking, like he, yeah, no, I yeah. completely agree.
And here's it, like what blew my mind about it was people were like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, but nobody listened to the whole. Right. It's a 5 mile walk to school. She walked a mile of it.
Right.
He made her walk a mile every day.
Right.
And then he picked her up and drove her the rest of the way to school. Are you kidding me?
And I don't think he...
Headline readers are the worst.
I didn't see any people disparaging him. I'm waiting for him to be on like GMA or something, even if it's just a camera in his house. And I think his name is Matt Cox. Hmm. It was 36,
Matthew Dix.
Not 16. She wore shoes, and I think that this was my key to. He didn't follow her to shame her.
No.
He followed her
to keep her safe.
Yeah,
it was great parenting, and I'd love to have him on the show.
Yeah, I would have loved it. And he just like fired warning shots over her head.
Like,
you don't ever know who you're messing with on the bus, girl.
It was Swanton, right, Swantucky?
Swantucky. Yeah, no, I think it was great. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely something I would have done. But yeah. Your kid being a bully, like, that's my worst fear, is my kid being an asshole. Like, that's my entire goal in life, is to raise a kid that's not an asshole.
You know what? And I remember specifically, and I had talked about this, like, in a previous life, Connor was riding the bus. I've always raised that boy.
I love this story.
I've always raised that boy to be respectful
and
helpful. I told him because he was bigger, you have to stand up. One day, I found out that he got sucked up in a group of kids and started bullying one of his own friends because this group of kids were like popular and like he picked on one of his best friends. And when I found out, I was so angry and
like
hurt.
Mortified and upset.
And I didn't scream at him. And I told him, I was like, I am not raising a follower.
Right.
You are a leader of men.
Yep.
And you will not, I refuse to let you participate and get sucked up into this.
Right.
And I made him apologize to that boy. I made him write a letter and I explained to him, I said, this is how bad things happen.
Right.
And I need you to be bigger than all of this.
Yeah.
You stand up for little kids.
Yep.
You stand up for the kids that are different. Why? Because you're bigger. You're stronger than all of this.
Right.
And I had never been so hurt and disappointed in what he had done at that point. Yeah. And I told him that.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know what? I'm really, really sorry, Dad. He got on the bus. He wrote a handwritten letter to that kid. He sat next to him for the entire school year.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know what? I was not a good friend. Aww. And I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
And that will never happen again.
It's important lessons for kids to learn because it's so quick that they can get wrapped up in all that.
Dude,
shit.
One bad decision.
Yeah.
I will tell you, four kids who were walking through the park and one day thought it'd be cool to throw a rock over a bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're like, it doesn't sound like it's going to, you're not thinking it's going to hit a car and kill somebody.
Right.
But it's a bad decision that could kill somebody. Mm-hmm. And then that somebody ends up dying. And now you're a 13-year-old kid.
That story was just in the news.
Yes.
What happened? Did they?
It was four.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
That was not a rock. That was like
that
a
was
boulder.
Like a big ass. Yeah. It was a big.
Yeah.
You know, they wanted to see what it would do when it hit the ground.
Whoops.
They
it
wanted
hit a windshield.
To see, and it hit a windshield and it killed somebody.
Yeah.
out of those four kids, nobody said to them, hey, amongst themselves, this action could probably kill someone.
Right.
They didn't think that. They didn't think that that day they were going to go out and hurt somebody or end somebody's life. It was teenagers making poor decisions because their parents haven't been on them about being bigger than the group.
Can I, let me spin it in a lighter way. That's my number one all-time favorite Connor story.
Yeah.
Also inside the top five, as we do a lot of year-end countdowns now, can I have one of my other favorites? Can I make a request? Well,
okay, absolutely.
Which one do you think I'm going for?
I think you're going to ask for the litter box.
I forgot about that. That's honorary mention. Do you know that story, Ashley?
I don't know.
All right, we'll come to that. I went the other one. I didn't break the TV. Cohen did.
What?
Cohen was an infant.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when he broke his TV?
He didn't say the baby broke it. I remember this. This was right after Christmas. He had just
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Or three.
It was two, three years ago. I bought him a brand new television for his bedroom. He was so, and he's just dumb.
You're giggling.
Like, for some odd reason, like, I'd hooked all of his gaming systems to it, and he's playing the Wii, and then all of a sudden, for no reason whatsoever, he decides to spin around like a helicopter in his room.
Like Pete Pablo.
Yeah, like with the Wii controller in his hand.
Oh, my God.
And then it flies out of his hand, and he breaks the television.
Oh, my God.
And this boy comes out of the room. Like, you would have thought he set half his room on fire. Like he was ruining what was about to happen to him. And he was like,
I'm like,
oh my God, what? And he's like, I broke my TV.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
I thought this involved.
No, he never blamed Cohen for that. This was the one time.
No.
This story.
You fucking lied.
No. Because this story was like the one time that he like got out in front of it and didn't get in trouble. Like he was just like, he goes, I just got it.
He was so distraught
I just
that he
got it. And I went like this. I turned it on and it was just liquid in a corner. And he was like, and I was like, you know, I'm still going to have to beat you half to death. You understand that, right?
You'll get a new TV.
Yeah, it'll be.
You will get a new TV.
Yeah, I'm going to beat you $250 worth of television. But your ass has enough for five.
Okay, so, then I think the story was he could have easily blamed Cohen.
Yeah, he could have easily blamed the baby.
He was honest, because, so he got a new TV.
Yeah.
All right.
Because the kid was like barely walking and like just throwing stuff at that moment, and I would have eaten that excuse up.
Okay, that's I would have
been like, damn, I could see that.
That kid.
I gotta punch this baby. But no, he got out in front of that story.
Ashley, do you know the litter box story?
No, I don't think I know the litter box story. I'm assuming it involves poop or pee.
This story should be told on December 17th as like a debut. We'll do this now, but when we get things settled in the new year, yeah.
So, all right,
give her the litter box story. Right. Oh, this is fucking money.
So boys in general are just lazy pieces of crap. We all know. Once he gets to 12, like my son is just at that point lazy and loves video games.
My kid's already.
He's got like a video game room upstairs in his mother's house, who, by the way, just had her baby. Congratulations.
Yay.
3 days, no name yet. Seems weird to me. Anyway,
boy.
So boy. And
Horatio is available still.
I know. Still pulling for it. I put that out to everybody who's pregnant. Xavier, Horatio. So he's upstairs, it's late, he's playing his video game.
Oh my God.
And it's down, like, the bathroom is downstairs.
Okay.
Downstairs. But he doesn't want to stop playing his video game. So he just takes a piss in the kitty litter box.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So now His mom goes upstairs and she thinks she has in the house a mountain lion. Somewhere there is a huge, huge man-eating cat.
The entire because, litter box is
yeah, it's
up.
Just it's all one huge rock of consolidated pee. And she's like, "Oh my God." And then she's like, "What happened?" And he goes, "Well, I peed in the litter box."
No shame.
And she goes like this, "Why?" And he goes, "I didn't want to walk down the steps to go pee."
Oh, my God.
And she went, "You're too lazy to walk downstairs and pee in the toilet?" And he goes, "Well, I was tired. My legs hurt."
Oh, my legs hurt. And, that's always my favorite.
And she was like, and you just what? Like, looked at it. And like,
let's
and
do
I,
this.
You know, yeah. like I imagine it's the same kind of look that you would give to like a piece of fruit you're about to put your dick in. You know, it's that moment of like
this
you're
is
like
happening.
Yeah, you're like
this
you're fighting it. You've like thought about it at first, and you're like this seems kind of weird, but then you go over it, and something on your shoulder goes, "Dude, no one's around. Who's gonna know?
Screw the cherry pie.
Throw it in the garbage when you're done." That kind of.
Like a girl that you didn't really want to be with, but you...
No.
Far different.
Far different.
I've never thought
it's way outside of social norms. Yeah. It's like that kind of thing.
Okay,
that kind
fine.
Of...
I can't relate
that kind
dick
of look
fruit.
Where you're like, it's a dude, it's Italy, who's gonna know? You know? It's like that.
If I recall, he was not punished because the shame alone was enough.
And I had talked about it on the air. Okay. And, like, his bus driver was an avid listener and, like, was like, "Really? The kitty litter box?" And, like, all of his friends were like, "Bro, you peed in a kitty litter box." And he was like, "Yeah." And they were like, "Good job." Yeah. You know,
he
like, all of them, they were like, "How come we never thought about that? We were, like, peeing in Gatorade bottles and just
like
leaving it in corners."
And you, like, see them getting out with their, like, four Gatorade bottles when you're at a rest stop. And I'm like, "Oh, I'm like, I know it's pee because why are you throwing away a full bottle?" Yeah. Like,
he came in one day, not long after, and... I just like said the words like literally, and the shame on his face.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Great story. Yeah. Do you have a Tucker story like that?
Tucker, I mean, he's just a 5-year-old boy, so he does. He's lazy as everything. He's now figured out how to hook his iPad up to the towel holder, so while he's taking a poop, he can also play Roblox.
Well, at least
or watch
you
TV.
Know what? At least he's figured it out where he doesn't like, you know, need you. My,
no, he still needs me because he still calls me to wipe his ass, which is the most annoying
thing. Well, that's the
thing.
That's just what you have to do.
Can you
but
just
mine,
wipe your own
mine will go like this and look at me.
Cohen?
While he's Cohen will look at me while he's on the toilet and go, "Hold that." And I'm like, while you poop so you can look at it? And he's like, yeah.
And they just sit there with their little elbows
on
their
knees.
Just
like, he's like, yeah. And you're like, I'm 46 years old and
I'm
butler. Holding this like I'm... Like some kind of indentured servant. I'm like, yes, sir, I'll be right there to hold the iPad. So I can't believe that I forgot that you needed the iPad held. Oh, excuse me, sir. Please don't make me sleep outside.
He tried taking his grilled cheese the other day. He goes, oh, I got to go. And I was like, okay. And he puts the iPad down, grabs his plate. I go, what are you doing? He goes, I'm going to eat.
On the toilet?
And he goes, why? While I'm going to the bathroom, I don't want to watch my iPad, so I might as well just eat. And he was going to die.
Absolutely.
And
know,
I'm like, so you're outputting while you're inputting? Yeah, like, that's just weird. Just
efficiencies.
Yeah.
There has to be constant levels in the poopy factory. Do you understand that? We can't be material short.
And he's very lazy already, so I fear the things that are going to, like, pop up in my household.
I asked him this morning. I'm like, hey, can you turn off the hallway light? And he goes, no.
You fucking fool.
Like, he went...
Who are you talking to?
He was like, no.
Not in the job
like, in a tone that was like, I can't even believe you considered asking me that question. He went, no.
You fool.
You can do it.
Yeah.
And I went, but I asked you.
Yeah.
No. No. Dude, I got race cars and stuff to do. You see me practice... Vroom, 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 vroom. Like, I just don't come up with that overnight. I got to warm up my vocal cords. I got to get my vroom vroom arm ready. And you're going to ask me to, like, what? I could pull a baby muscle. And then what? No more vroom vroom. How are you going to feel about that?
So how'd the light get off?
I turned it off. I turned it off. He Dude, he told me yesterday, because he was playing Need for Speed on his iPad, and he goes, I want to get that car. And I said, no, can't get the car. Can't get the car. He goes, why? And I said, you got money? And I went, yeah, I have money, but the format of this game requires that you win races. It gives you like little pieces of a puzzle until you put that puzzle together, then you get the car. And he goes, no. And I went, yeah. He goes, get me the car. I said, I can't. He goes, yes. And I went, no. And then he goes, that's it. And then start screaming at me. So then I have daddy moment, and I'm like, that's it. I'm done. I take the iPad from him. I put it way up high where he can't get it. He starts screaming, and then he goes, you are in so much trouble. You wait till mommy gets home. You are going to be put in time out for the way you talk to me. You are so rude and mean to me. Mommy is going to put you in a timeout. And then he tried to kick me. And then, and like totally missed because he's got a baby leg, and I can see it coming.
A little more agile.
Yeah. And then he's like, sit on the stairs. You're in timeout until mommy gets here. You are horrible.
Remember how I used to love
Tucker puts me in timeout all the time. It's my favorite.
Remember Caravoy? You probably can't do Caravoy under the current circumstances, right?
Everything's fine now.
Love that.
Well, that's fine. But we're working on it.
I think Victorian curmudgeonly Cohen with a little Jean-Claude Van Damme in him is right next to everything's okay now. I need you to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, next thing you know, you've been Van Damme'd. like it is literally like he just like and pointed his finger at me. I was like, I'm like, you are yelling at me like a W-2 is coming to this house with your name on it. Like you contribute.
Yeah.
You have
a say in this house.
Magic tracks. He goes, Daddy, I want magic tracks.
I heard they don't work.
Yeah.
What's a magic track?
Magic tracks are these like really flexible, connectable
roads
that have cars that you can attach and like put them in all kinds of different directions. And he is a YouTuber. My kid is a YouTuber. He likes to watch that little Asian kid who makes evidently $22 million a year.
Wait, are we talking Ryan?
Yeah. Reviewing toys.
Hey, YouTubers.
Yeah. And so...
Reviewing.
Like he likes... Yeah. I called it playing. And and so he saw this... And big shout out to the overindulgent parent who did this to make everybody else look like crap. Bought his kid enough magic track to run through his entire house.
Oh, that's sweet.
The entire house. Yeah. And so my kid's got 6.5 feet of magic track. He sees this video and he goes, you know what? Daddy, we got enough magic track to go through the house. And I went, no, we don't, boy.
That's not happening.
And he goes, yes, we do. It's downstairs. I need you to go get it. So I go get it to prove a point that there is not enough magic track to run through this entire house.
Sounds like you're getting into an apartment.
And he goes, put it up there. I put it in front of the, put it in the living room. All of it can fit in the living room. All of it can fit in a small space in the living room. And he goes, we don't have enough track to go through the entire house. And I went, no, we don't. Hoping that he would just be content with his magic track.
Nope.
What he said was, Daddy, I need you to go out and get me enough track to go out through the entire house. And I went, that's not a thing.
That ain't going to be a thing.
I said, maybe you can ask Santa for some magic track. He goes, I've asked Santa for stuff. I'm asking you. Yeah, like he had filled up his request.
Let's not be ridiculous. Yeah, he was here. Like, bro, I know you also have money. Yeah, you leave every day.
Yeah, he was like, look, I went to the old dude for all the really stuff, all the stuff. And he goes, but you, I haven't even touched yet. And so he's like, so you are going to go out and get me enough magic track to go through the entire house.
What's magic track cost?
I don't know.
Ashley, do you know?
I think it's like $19.99 for like 6 feet.
If you find it on like Facebook or something. Yeah. But I'm like, that's not going to be a thing.
Yeah.
And then he went, well, guess what? Preschool ain't a thing for me.
He didn't go to school?
He was like, you know what? Magic track ain't a thing for you. I don't think I like preschool anymore. And I went, uh-oh. And he went, and I went, if I get you some magic track, will you go to preschool? Absolutely, bro.
You're a terrible nigga. You're the worst labor negotiator ever.
He's like, do you know those buttons I got? Let me push them. And he goes, we'll go to preschool. You promise get me some magic track. And I was like, look, just don't hit me anymore. I will go get you magic track. I'll do whatever you like. I'm sorry, daddy. I'm sorry. And so he's like, all right, cool. So he puts on his little hat and he jumps in the car, voluntary, hooks his own self up and tightens the car seat. There it is. He's like, it's supposed to be here. All right, you ready to go? We get there and a preschool lady opens the door and he goes like this. I told my daddy I'd come here if he got me magic track. And then jumped out of the car. And she went, oh. And I went, ha, have a good day. Love you, boy.
Off to get magic track.
Yeah, and I'm like, where the hell do you find magic track? You can't find magic track anywhere. Yeah.
Really?
You
have to buy it online.
Yeah, you got to like order.
It's like an infomercial thing.
Yeah.
Maybe at Walmart.
No.
I haven't been.
I even went to the mall.
Ryan's got plenty.
And can I? Is it me or... Is anybody else shopping at the mall? Is that not a thing anymore?
I don't know.
Because I went in there and it was like absolutely dead.
I haven't been in the mall forever. I went to Walmart the other day and that was like...
They got a Mr. Hero there. I got super excited.
Which one?
The Mr. Hero.
I know.
On Navarre and the one on Monroe Street.
They both have them? Wait, I'm thinking...
It's the same restaurant.
No. I'm talking about there's a Mr. Hero in Walmart?
In the mall.
In the mall, yes.
In the mall, yes, yes, yes. Which my son took half my sandwich. He was like, I'm hungry. And I was like, yeah, you never eat.
Yeah. Magic track?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
$19.99.
Does it work? Because I've heard it doesn't work. That's why.
Oh, my God. It's super cool.
Yeah.
Because you can actually shape them in any kind of configuration that you want to. And they do have like little like. Stanchions and pillars that you can put them on to give them hills and make it like a highway, but you can shape it any way you want to as long as the turns aren't real tight. The car can go and boom. It's really, there's no skill involved in it. It's not really playing. You're more like watching.
Yeah,
you know, you put it together.
Tucker
and,
wants a robot for Christmas.
Says you get 11 feet.
Yeah,
11
for 20
feet.
Bucks.
Yeah,
explain this robot.
I don't know. It's a robot, and it looks... And I was like, okay. And he's like, it's called a Cosmo, but there's a black one. I want the black one.
Yeah, that's called Earl.
The black one is like... It's called Anki Vector, like A-N-K-I Vector.
I'm going to look this stuff up while you tell the story.
And he's like, I want this robot. This is what I want. And then he wants like some
Anki
ridiculous...
Anki Vector.
Yeah.
Wait.
It's a robot. I don't know. No.
You must have spelled it wrong. All right, keep
going. You must have spelled it wrong. It's on your phone. How did she spell it wrong? You're the one hitting the buttons over there.
Yes. But it's like, has a...
Vector by Anki.
There you go. That one. So there's a it's called Cosmo, which is like a kid one.
You spelled it wrong.
Whatever. But then there's like the black one, but it's like, has facial recognition, has this and that. I'm like, I don't want a robot watching me throughout my house. Like,
first of all, it's got facial recognition because it's the black one, and it'll identify police before it actually gets to the house. It'll be like,
I'm like,
hands
it'll tell
up.
All my secrets. Like, it'll be like, just follow me around. It like reacts to like voice and it like will respond and it likes to be touched and
it's
it likes
a
to
Kickstarter help. And it's $200. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
The one he wants is like $149.
No, he want. You know what that is? That's robot slavery.
I don't even know.
A person anymore. You're like, you know what? I'd like a robot that does everything I tell it to do.
Well, it's tiny though. Like it would like fit in like my little lady.
Something that he
hands.
Could lose.
I'm not even worried about him losing it. I'm worried about the fact that I spent $189 on the goddamn Hot Wheels Mega Garage last year, and my 2-year-old daughter plays with it more than my 5-year-old kid does.
Vector will show you the weather, take photos for you, time dinner, play blackjack, and more skills are coming.
Blackjack, because when you're five,
I can teach him.
When you're five, you're like, hey,
Tommy needs more money this Friday.
Vector by Inky. What's the weather out? And Vector by Inky.
He can see. He uses an HD camera to see the world. Using computer vision, he can identify people, see and remember faces. He can think. Smartphone level processor. He can hear. He can communicate. He can feel. Vector has touch sensors and an accelerometer. He can self. This is an adult toy.
He wants the Cosmo, but then he goes, but I want the black one. And so
it's good that he's so diverse, so young.
Well, at least he's keeping up the theme.
It's the Cosmo one's like white and blue, and it like you can make things with blocks, and he'll pick up the blocks and take them somewhere else. I don't know why you would need to do that with this little thing, but like he's dead set on it. And I'm like,
it just came out in October. It's a Kickstarter thing.
I mean, I don't care. I just don't know that I want to spend.
How would he stumble upon that?
I saw it on TV, which in my head probably means he saw it on some YouTube video that they were reviewing it or something.
You would love this. And when I mean love, you'd be afraid of it. Powered by AI and advanced robotics, he's alive with personality, engaged by sight, sound, and touch. Vector is an updating platform, cloud-connected via Wi-Fi, so he's always learning and updating with new skills and features.
It just means he's telling everyone everything I'm saying.
What that is? That's Chucky. That's what that is. That is Monkey Shine. Have you ever seen Monkey Shine where the guy was jogging, got hit by a car. Boom. Now he's not a jogger anymore. He's relegated to a life in a wheelchair, and they give him a genetically altered helper monkey named Alice. Alice is super smart. Alice does things. You can just talk to her. Here's the thing. Alice has feelings, and then Alice falls in love with him, but she's a helper monkey, and that would be weird, and he gets a girlfriend, and then Alice decides to go through a plan to eliminate the girlfriend from his life, and she falls short of murdering the lady, and you gotta kill the helper monkey now.
Oh my god.
That's
not a robot.
For all
exactly
the people
my reason.
That complain about what they believe is the obvious ways of the government tracking them, put their shit on Facebook and get these things and connect it to the internet where there's everything. And you're like, here you go, Vector. Yeah. Welcome to my life.
Yeah. Welcome to my home.
I'm going to connect you to my Wi-Fi. I'm going to let you follow me around and take pictures with your HD camera.
Yeah. I don't think it's happening.
That's a thing.
Can I tell you,
I have to see if the Cosmo one has a camera.
I do kind of. Just why? I want to see how it works.
My friend was like, yeah, money bags, just buy it. I was like, first of all,
I'll tell you how it works.
Money bags, nope.
Heaviest.
Second of all, I don't want people watching me. Right. I feel like it's just another version. Like, I'm that person that covers up, like, my internet camera on my laptop. Like, because someone once told me that people can see through them. And I was like, just in case.
Yeah, like, last thing you want to do is just, like, undress in front of a robot and have it go,
I don't have to put on a bra some mornings. I don't need a camera watching me randomly.
Vector, I'm trying to masturbate to mobile phone porn. Can you leave me alone?
And Vector's like, me too. And then you see his little robot arm go.
There's some like creepy person like.
And then some oil
into my little robot
just shoots out of the middle of him.
That's where I love people like they get lost like the government's like if the government wants to watch me masturbate.
They do. They do because they don't know where you're going to be in 20 years. You could be a player at one point. You could be a big time political player. Now they're like, remember that time when you were doing podcasts, blah, blah, blah. Boom, boom. Here you are with a can of like tuna and just your hand out and just like, yeah.
And a whole box of kitty litter.
Yeah, we're going to need you to vote to keep coal mines open.
Eric only likes big tits and amateurs. Move on. He's clean.
So,
can we ask about the wife stuff?
You know what?
I know that these probably damage things.
Last week's podcast did not help because I was on a rampage and I was angry and some of the things that I said like hurt her deeply, and for that like I have to tell everybody I am truly 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 sorry. You sometimes your feelings and your mouth override your ass, and the things that you say can really hurt people in your life. And I said some things that really, really hurt her. And for that, I am truly, truly sorry.
You told her that?
Yeah. But I need to say that here. It was wrong.
Because we were in the blade.
It was in no. it was wrong of me to air this kind of stuff. It was. I mean, the way I did it, with the venom that I did it with, it was wrong.
She put stuff on. Medicine,
it doesn't stop.
Okay.
So in that regard, and that was more for you. Anyway,
which was
stop. Oh, so but in that regard, I'm deeply, deeply sorry.
Do I need to apologize?
Yes.
I will. Kara, I am sorry for inflaming and incensing the situation. I think my friend was wrong that I was standing up for him and I wanted to provide him some catharsis, but I would like nothing. No, there's things I'd like more. I would like my white trim painted in the bathroom, but I would like the best for you too, because I know Demetrius deeply loves you and has become a much better man since I've known him. And if I'm not going to put any, yes,
all right, that's
I hope
good.
You guys all work it out.
Yeah, that's good. And, so in that regard, it was a thing. So that happened. There was a lot of, like, she was just like, I don't know if I could even be with somebody who can talk about me that way. And I was like, well, we went back and forth, and it took cooler heads to figure it out. We went through our therapy session. Things are good now. I mean, things are better. And I think we have a clearer understanding of what the other needs from the other, as far as that goes. My wife is really into communication.
Oh, I thought you were gonna
bestiality or like fisting. That's not a thing. No, communication. I know. I was like, oh,
something
please
a
be.
Little less
yeah,
Western.
It was like, you know, the wheel of what I'm into, and there's like communication, threesomes, and like, and you're like, come on, threesomes. Ah, damn,
Land
communication.
On the right flag. Land on the right flag.
I've been flexing the tendons in my
feel
in
like
my
I
hands.
Would rather Kevin be into threesomes than communication,
you know,
as well someday.
So, but that's the thing that she needs. She needs communication, and so I've been trying my best to be more communicative with her as far as like just things go, that if I think she wants to know about it, I'm 9 times out of 10 gonna shoot her a text or call her and go, hey, this is what's going on, blah blah blah.
What were your needs that you on the wheel of needs that you threw out there that I mean, she's got to work on this too, but both of you have to be involved.
Yeah, it was respect, tenderness, compassion, and I think those were the three.
I can't be the only one giving you those things.
I know. And
you're
sometimes
definitely not
your touch doesn't even, I don't even believe it.
I don't
I'm
want
like,
your fist in my ass.
This is just you
faking
it. Now
you just talk
it.
About when my car's at work.
Yeah.
Now it's getting weird. It's getting a little too clingy.
So, you know, we talked about that and I don't know, I guess, I mean, we're working on things. I'm not going to say we're fine. We're not fine. You know, we are working towards fine and towards better, but it literally was like a thing, and it was funny. It was funny when the therapist was like, she was like, you did what
on a podcast?
Yeah.
A what?
She was like, she was like a what? And I was like, oh, there's like 7 people that listen to it.
10.
And she
the blade
goes,
got us
yeah.
up to 12.
And she was like, and this is when
this is
when I knew I was out of line. And like, that's when, and no, I take that back. I, you know, Kara's gonna go, that's when, but she was like, you were, she was like, you were on the radio. And I was like, yeah. And Kara was like, and she used to, and he used to talk about us all the time. And I said, right. But she had an open invitation to come and rebut
absolutely
any of the stuff that I said. And she was like, well, I work early in the morning. How is that supposed to happen? And I was like, all right, whatever. And then I went, and then I said this, I feel like anybody who got involved with me at that point in my life should have known better. And she was like, what? That's what therapist said. What? And when you hear that, the hard T and the question, like influx in a voice. That's not a, hey, tell me more. Yeah. It's a, are you stupid?
Are you serious?
No. Yeah.
But
no,
I feel, absolutely. I disagree with that. I feel
like. I disagree
like.
As well.
Like, it's not.
And she she was like, she goes, so you just talked about everything that went on? She goes, you know, when I'm mad at my husband, I just shoot my girlfriend a text. But I don't just send it. Like, she's like, that's who I talk to. And Kara was like, well, and then he talked to like 80,000 people about it. And I went, it was more like 75.
Let me, I'm going to hop in. I agree with Ashley, and Ashley, I want you to follow up on this.
Yeah.
I think that when we engage with people, there is and when they know exactly who and what we are, there's some kind of tacit understanding. But as we talked about over the summertime, we have to respect those boundaries to a degree. The person who shall not be named, I will give her an immense amount of credit for this. There's very little that she said, don't talk about this. But I also think I was mostly respectful to the things that happened between us.
And the thing was that I didn't look at it in that kind of regard. I was like, you know what, you jump on this train, you ride the train to the end, and you get the appetizer, you get the hors d'oeuvres.
You get the full.
This is what riding this train is, and if you don't like it, I suggest you get off at the next stop. You know, and that was the kind of way I looked at it. Like,
you respected boundaries, like maybe not enough.
Yeah, not enough. And that was the stuff that
she
was.
Everyone's boundaries are different.
And she was like, look, I didn't sign up to be part of your show. I signed up to be with you.
But your job is, at that time,
it's
a lot
but
of your
life. Not, exactly.
So if you know
and
what
there
I
was,
do.
Yeah, and I told her, and that there, I was like, look, you know, I've been on the air this long because of how raw and how real I am.
The transparency.
That, like, people know that I don't live an Instagram life.
Right.
Or I don't post like a Facebook perfection kind of thing. You get the good, the bad, and the ugly all the time. People need to understand that, like, the person that they listen to every day goes through the exact same things that they do.
Right.
It's not just the, oh my God, like he wakes up and he's so happy and oh my God, he didn't. No.
He's so lucky.
Like sometimes we get into fights and sometimes those fights are horrible. And sometimes, you know, I do dumb things and you know, I'm not perfect. I'm striving to be better. I'm never striving to be perfect. That is just something that is never going to happen. And I was like, and that's the kind of connection that I had. And she was like, well, she still has the right to tell you that, you know.
But she has to tell you. It can't be jumped to mad.
And you know what? And the thing about it was, I've been with her long enough that I should have known, you know, like even through that, that where I was going was out of bounds. That this was not
last weekend,
and I honestly believe that I knew it was going to make it worse
last weekend.
Yeah,
but you,
yeah, and I knew I came in here with a gallon of gasoline on a smoldering fire and went, you know what, I'm tired too. And
what does Barry always say? Never make decisions. Or
I'm sorry, your name is Eric, not Eric. I didn't name you Eric.
I'm modernizing
it. The second thing he said.
Never make decisions when you're having sex or when you're angry. And we could feel the stench of gasoline when you walked in.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Ashley, I mean, you're with us now a bunch. Talk to me about how you manage the boundaries and stuff. And
I mean, there's like certain things like, I mean, I feel like I've always been pretty transparent and pretty open to that. I would say the hardest thing now is that, like, A, I work for someone else. So that has to kind of be put back on the back burner a little bit. And then, like, B, some of, like, the personal relationship stuff. Everything else, though, I'm kind of, I mean, to me it's kind of fair game. Like, if you, not everything, but, I mean, I don't know.
A lot of it comes down to like human decency. I made a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, that's just being like a decent person. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to like air someone's dirty laundry that I know. But I mean, honestly, so when we first started, like when you started coming to the store, we started getting to know each other and we became Facebook friends. There's a lot of stuff I would post that you would then bring up. It would be random shit, or I would like tell you a story and then you'd talk about it on air, like on the old show when I was there or when I wasn't there. didn't really care. Like, that was, like, that's fine. If I'm putting it out there, that's fine. That never bothered me. But I think, like, you know me now enough to know, like, there's, like, one or two things that I just won't talk about.
I fucked up last night in a small way. So, you probably...
Has anybody ever said that? Like, I mean, I fucked up last night, but only a little bit.
Okay, how about this?
Like, you know, like, it's a mistake.
I aired.
Like, you made a little mistake, but when you put the F word in it, it's like...
I aired.
Yeah.
So, the dude that transferred my cable over the other day...
I saw that little thing, that weird... Yeah.
He was in a hurry, but he got the cable rigged up. So, I come home yesterday... Cable's not working, and the faceplate was like hanging from the wall a little bit. I'm like, fucking Andre and Diddy, like, I get it, new place, weird behavior, right. I walk over there and I try to put it back in, and it falls into my hand, and I look at the cord, I'm like, that's fucking cut. That is cut, and I can look through the hole in the wall and I see the back of my neighbor's cable. I'm like,
that's fucked up.
I was gonna go introduce myself to the neighbors, but I'm going to have to go to the neighbors. I'm going to be like, were the dogs barking all day and they cut the fucking cable?
Right.
So I'm a little nervous and I walk over there and whatever. I mean, I like to think I defuse situations pretty easily. I hope I don't have a, you know, dick of a neighbor. The error, so I went over there, everything was fine. Something about the way the dude transferred it, like hacked, knocked her cable off, and the way it was set up was it was going to double her usage. She had Buckeye come out and...
Buckeye cut your...
Their tech. Something about the way the dude rigged it up, it knocked her cable out, and when the tech put it back on, if he did it the way the other guy did, it would have, like, doubled her usage. So she was great.
How was that going to affect her?
I don't know. Like, I don't know the technology behind this.
This is what you should do,
wait,
Nathan.
Wait, I got to give you the mistake part. She was sweet and lovely, nice lady, and it looks like I have some decent neighbors, but I mentioned her name, her first name last night, and I shouldn't have done that. I mean, granted, there could be like, and I'm making this up, there could be a bazillion Ashleys, but I made a mistake in doing that. Mm. I should have done what I normally do and come up with a fake name, or at least go, hey, this is what I do, and maybe some of our neighborhood shenanigans. Like, until I recognized the Maldries, I should have just said the neighbor rather than saying her name. So I aired. And I crossed a boundary that I should not have doing what we do. Like, she has no idea that, so...
She doesn't know who you are.
Yeah, you should have walked next door and said, hi, my name's Eric. There's three things in the world that I love. Chewing gum, A&E, and kicking ass.
A&E.
I'm out of gum, and somebody has cut my cable. So guess what I'm left with?
She was so sweet.
And now you must die.
Now I guess I got to kick your ass.
That's hysterical.
It was funny because I said, hi, America. I moved in next door. She said, hi, blankety blank. She's like, I figured you'd be coming. I said, my cable.
She called you a blankety blank.
Hey, blankety blank. Hey, figured you'd be coming over talking about how much you love A&E and ran out of gum.
I said, my cable. And she kind of interrupted me. She's like, yeah, I know. I expect you to. The text said you'd be coming. But it was all cool. But it was amazing to see.
What do you mean the text said, hey? I'm gonna go because I cut this dude's cable. I want you to deal with this.
Take care of this.
You take care of it. I got like four other people's cables to cut.
Why not put a note on the door? Like, yo, you're gonna go in. I'm your neighbor, Suzanne Summers. Come say hi. We cut your cable.
Yeah.
You know, like, why not? Like, something happened. Your guy screwed up.
You're blasting the unnamed neighbor that I'm trying to make nice with. Should have left a note. It's fine. It's totally fine.
And good neighbor people leave notes. They return your Amazon package. Yep. They do those
things. Like a good neighbor, they don't cut your cable.
What should I do for my packages? I'm just going to have them sent here.
Yeah, no, just take pictures of them and randomly send them to her. Oh, your packages.
You said people don't take your stuff.
No, my stuff.
When I was talking
about... Oh, no. No, they don't.
Okay.
Well, then now, probably
they
will.
Like at your store?
No, at home.
Yeah. Oh.
It's I don't have any problems, but I live on a dead end street. However, everyone else packages get stolen.
I totally left my garage door open last night. Walked outside. Night. Yeah. Ooh. Like everything was still in there. I'm like, man, look at this. I live in such a nice neighborhood that people don't do that kind of thing, or I got crappy stuff. Like people just walked in and were like,
you live too close to a main...
golf clubs, Whirlpool washing machine. Eh.
You live too close to a main street that they're like, meh, yeah. This,
like you
this
would
is
look weird
sketch.
With a dolly. Yeah.
Just someone like, last night, 7:45, right before I was getting ready to come to your house, before I was heading over there, I got like a, you know, Facebook neighborhood alert.
Oh,
someone stole two dirt bikes out of someone's garage like at 7:15. They're like, they were in there when I walked in the house. Garage was open. I saw a Jeep go by. Next thing I know, two dirt bikes gone out of my garage. Like, 7:45?
But you think that maybe two boys were late for school?
No, at p.m.
Oh, p.m.
It was p.m.
I do want to see if
church?
There's...
Church?
No.
I do want to see if there's a neighborhood Facebook page that I should...
Oh, I'm sure there,
I'm sure there is. I'm sure.
A kid I grew up with lives back by you.
Curmudgeon.
But, like, in the house side. Mm.
Yeah,
I want to see because it's nice to be in the know. But I'm I know those things are the most overlooked rabbit holes of Facebook.
Yeah, you need to really stay away.
So
from
much
them.
Drama.
Oh my god,
it's not drama.
Oh my god. Yeah. First of all,
fuck yeah.
Like
it
as
is.
Soon as somebody posts something on like a neighborhood Facebook page, it's like it brings every Matlock Columbo.
Yeah.
See, I told you. Yeah, damn, man. Leave your door unlocked. You're gonna leave. You're gonna lose your. You're gonna lose your AAA card. People just—they don't care. They don't care. Take all your
the
nickels.
Last night was like, someone broke into my car. They took a bag. She's like, totally left it unlocked. However, it was just a heating pad and pads, and they just dropped them in my neighbor's yard. I was like,
yeah.
When?
They didn't break into
your
car. They
products,
opened
Andrew?
Your door.
Yeah. Right. That happened to me.
Yeah.
At downtown. I'm glad things are getting better.
It's Saturday, baby.
What are you doing today?
Today I am I'm gonna run to my office real quick you know what was really funny? My wife was like after last week's podcast and you'd ask me, you were like, what are you doing this weekend? And I was like, I'm drinking, damn it, blah blah, I'm drinking.
Yeah.
And she was like, so you're drinking all weekend, huh? And I went,
yes,
first,
it's the weekend.
I was like, first of all,
my response.
You know, like you tell me that like when I don't tell you something, like I'm lying to you, and then I'm like, you can't decide, like
it's called moving the goalposts.
You can't decide what you're gonna believe and what you're not gonna believe.
What's
at that
end
point?
Game
yeah,
in this situation.
I'm like, this
the
is
Avengers
it. I'm
trailer.
Like, I'm like, either it's. Either it's all or nothing. You can't go, well, that sounds like something he would totally do. Like if I said, hey, what are you doing this weekend? And I went, I think I'm going to punch like six bears in the face. Would you go, wow, that sounds like something he would do? And then I went, and then I'm going to pay my electric bill. That doesn't sound like something he would do. Like he's more of a bear face puncher than a pay his electric bill kind of guy.
This week.
It was pretty funny.
So you don't know what you're doing today?
No. I'm going to run to my office, and no, I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
I texted you to see if you want to go to the movie tonight.
I can't do that.
Okay.
Can't do that. Whole family is going to go see the lights before Christmas. I went,
we were supposed to go last night, and then I was like, I'm not, it's supposed to be the coldest night it's been so far.
Yeah. I'm like, can't we just look at the pictures from last year's lights before Christmas?
We're going Friday. It's supposed to be like 45.
And I'm like, oh. So yeah. We're all doing the lights before Christmas. Tomorrow, I mean tonight, and yay!
What are you doing?
I'm like, the homeless get this show for free.
Big plans. I'm gonna I'm gonna go buy some diapers right now.
How's the new gig?
Really, really great. I actually like got to train my person all week, and she's picking up really, really quickly. And she's very like analytical, like I am. So she's like, "Oh, this is why this happens," and I'm like,
"If someone with a brain."
Yeah. Like, I'm very happy with my choice. Love the job. Like, I had, like, yesterday, I was like, I am very good at this. I can do this. This is going to be my thing for a while. I get to work from home.
Oh, that's dope.
They're not, like, help out with my cell phone and stuff. I get parking, which was, like, the most exciting thing because downtown parking is.
You didn't get parking before?
No, I had to pay for it.
You had to pay to go to your job?
I did.
And you
like
worked
almost
at
everyone.
And you worked at a hotel?
Yeah.
Which provides parking?
No, we don't provide. We have valet parking.
To guests?
Yeah, valet like, parking. Where do you think we park these cars?
First of all, what I'm saying is that's fine. I'm not asking them to give you valet parking. Like, hey, Ashley, where can we park your car today? Yeah. Just allow me access to those spots.
Yeah, we do, but we have to pay for it.
You have to pay?
It was in the Vistula garage, right?
Yeah, shut up. No. I don't think that's weird for downtown. I mean,
I think that's weird. I was a little irritated.
Like, I was like, I'm sorry, wait, what? Wait.
And somehow, some way, they should have... How much did you pay for parking a month?
$45 a month.
They should have worked that into your pay. And if they say that
nobody
they did,
knew what was happening,
they're fucking lying.
That's a lie.
No.
You are not the first person to come into that place and go, do you believe?
No.
That not only do I have to come here, but I got to fork over $45 a month to come here to do what you tell me?
So a dollar a day, we're talking about like an extra nickel an hour.
Whatever, I don't know. I mean, some people did negotiate it, and I didn't even, like, my original job was not meant to be there 40 hours a week. I was hired in his club lounge. Like, that was my goal. Like, I'm going to come in, I'm going to pour some drinks, serve some people some food, be nice, make some banter, and leave at 6, 7, 10 a.m.
Fucked around and found a career.
Yeah.
Doesn't it suck when you're good at your job?
Oh, like.
I know.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah.
It's exciting. I love it. I'm super excited. Like, I get to, like, travel. I can work from home. I was so much more productive at home. Like, I was like, this is absurd, the amount of work I got done. So I felt like actually ahead of a game for like the first time in like a month and a half.
When things go as they may, we should go out for some kind of celebratory dinner for everybody.
Yeah, no, I agree. Big changes.
What do you want to celebrate?
Make it another weekend.
Do you know what? So, like, all right. I saw this horrible meme last night. And remember the Incredible Hulk with Bill Bixby and Lou Ferrigno?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was the picture of Bill Bixby with his eyes turning green, and the thing, and it said, "If you know what happens next, you probably have gray hair on your balls." I was like, "Oh."
What's horrible about that?
Oh.
What's horrible about that?
It was like, you hooked me, and then, oh.
Did you luck?
Yeah, I was like, I know I do. I mean, like, honestly, I'm so surprised that they have, like, not tapped this yet to be the next Doctor Strange. Like, that is how much. There's, like, a strip of gray hair. I'm like, do you do spells?
Did you see the Avengers trailer?
Yeah, I did. I don't get it.
What don't you get?
I didn't see Infinity Wars.
So. Motherfucker.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's on Netflix at the end of the month.
Oh, the end of the month. Okay.
There's a great, last thing. There's a website I enjoy is doing like year-end countdowns, and they did action movies. So the first one was Mission Impossible from this year, and I watched the bathroom fight scene. Did you see that movie?
No, not yet.
It's fucking awesome. That scene
Mission Impossible?
The fight
you
scene.
You are liking a Mission Impossible movie?
The fight scene. The bathroom fight scene that we've all seen.
Yeah.
And then number two is The Night Comes for Us.
Yeah, you love that, but...
The other eight, I don't know, but I want to get into it. And Garrett I'm still and looking for... what's the
John egg? Wick 2? I know.
What's the egg movie?
Huh?
Egg, no.
Hard boiled.
I'm looking for it.
What's hard boiled?
Just type it in. Hard boiled Chow Yun Fat.
Oh, yeah.
But all the, remember those movies? Like, I came in here and was like, holy shit, a guy stuck a cow leg through a guy.
It's like karate mixed with 9mm. You can't beat that.
I'm very big into The Adventures of Sabrina, the Teenage Witch on Netflix.
The Chilling Adventures.
Yeah. That's what it's called.
Who was the chick that played that, the original one?
Freddie Prince's wife, Sarah Michelle Gellar, right?
No.
No, that was Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, Melissa Joan Hart.
Joan Hart. Oh, yeah. With the eye. Yeah.
And the pointy nose. Yeah. And the talking cat.
Yeah. The eye that always looks
Salem
like it's,
is still
it's
in
more
one.
Interested in what's
Salem
going
is
on
more
over
of like,
here.
Like a morphing.
They totally
demon
ripped off. They ripped off Riverdale, which is fine because I hear it's great.
It's a combination.
It's way better than Riverdale.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a combination of Riverdale and.
Yeah.
And this, they asked her about it, and she was like, because evidently. They didn't go, hey, Mel, we're thinking about rebooting this in a more adult way. She's like, well, they really didn't consult me about it.
I mean, it's
and I'm
it's
like,
gruesome.
I'm
is it really?
I'm stunned.
Okay. If like, even Kevin was like, I didn't know you like, he's like, you don't like scary stuff. I was like, this is more thriller. Like, I don't like jump scares.
If I start watching it, will I get it? Or did I need to see the original show?
No, the original show is like rainbows and butterflies compared to this.
Oh,
this is like
it was a very horrible black puppet cat.
Yeah. Death and dark scenes and devils, and they worship Satan.
I like that. Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
You know, rearrange the letters you get.
Satin. No, I'm Santa. Sorry.
Last
Santa.
Promised the last thing. So I caught up with my old buddy Santa the other day at the mall.
Magic tricks.
Did it burn when you sat on his lap?
I didn't sit on his lap. We got my Judaism out. I was like, just let you know, I'm Jewish. Yeah. I was like, we got 4 days left. Can you come through? He's like, a little too late. I asked him, and we didn't get it on video, but I would never put words in Santa's mouth like people do with Jesus. He said Die Hard is definitively not a Christmas movie. How do you feel?
No, absolutely not. What it is? It's the worst travel film in the world.
There's no traveling in the first one. You're thinking of two.
There is traveling. He went to Yakima Towers. He was a Chicago police officer, and he flew there.
Yakitomi. Because,
what is it? Sakatomi Towers?
With the hapless black cop outside, Carl Winslow.
Yeah, Carl Winslow, who had 5 years left until he could retire and wasn't planning on doing any of that stuff. It's like each Die Hard movie isn't him just at home. Well, what Samuel L. Jackson was.
The best one!
Yeah. And they were like, you need to put this sign on. But he's like, man, I can't believe this wipe. Anyway, but it's not a Christmas movie. It's not a Christmas movie.
Neither is Gremlins. Every time I just think of Two Live Crew, and then I start thinking about Buzz.
What makes something a Christmas? What are the qualifications?
Santa.
A Christmas tree.
Don't tell me. Santa's not in that movie. At all? Not even a fake one?
Like a Santa theme. It's got to be...
More than like a Salvation Army bell ringer in the background. Like, yeah.
So can't just be the... okay. All right, fine.
Santa has to be playing Santa.
Yeah, it can't be a Chicago cop trying to win his high-powered executive wife back. You know, and being caught in a skyscraper with no shoes on, in a building full of German terrorists whose feet evidently are sixes. Like, there's no way I'm letting a guy who wears a size 6 shoe beat me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope you have fun at the lights. We have Kevin's Christmas party tonight, and then I'm just going to go out and get ripped.
Well, he might, no, because...
Take whiskey in your cup?
Yeah, there are some people, and God bless these people for this, who go out and just enjoy the experience for the experience. You know, they're like, oh my God, look, the air is so crisp. The cider's so warm. Oh my God, oh my God, look at the lights.
I'm not like that.
And you're like, oh geez, oh my God. I'm here with my family. I'm here. My grandma my grandma's got like 2-3 Christmases left. This is the precious time. Oh my God, the precious time. Oh, I eat hot nuts. I love hot nuts. I'm not that guy. I'm that guy who's like this. It's fucking cold.
And I'm sick of chasing your ass around. And the goddamn cider burnt my tongue. Yeah. Now I can't taste my whiskey.
You want to see lights before Christmas? Yeah. I'll turn on the fucking lamp in the living room just before we flip the tree on.
How about in July? Yeah. That's before Christmas. Yeah.
You know, but Putin Bay ruined that goddamn Detroit. Thank you.
I'm not anti-Christmas. I'm anti the weather at Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. We're done. It's super long.
Nobody's going to listen to this.
After the blade?
I know at least
the blade
five people.
The blade has blown us up.
Five or six people have blown us up. Did they even mention your podcast? No. They just mentioned you.
Yeah.
They mentioned that I was on the night show, which is probably the...
This guy's moving from nights to mornings.
There were definitely only 10 people listening to that show. I can assure you of that.
It's like, wow.
I have more listeners here than I do at night. And I'm on every fucking night there.
And now you're on the morning.
The 17th. All right, we're done.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating, and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.